100 word stories.
Good morning, everyone. Hey, happy Easter, happy Passover, happy April, happy, 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 as Trevor says. This is the 100 word stories weekly challenge where I, Lauren Simon, feel the commas in there. I post up a topic and y'all give it a shot. Y'all try to write a 100 word story on it. And this is what happens. I gather them up and share them back to you. It's kind of cool. It's neat to see how different minds, different creative forces, take something and go in so many different directions. And yet sometimes they all go in the same direction. And some go in some directions. And it's a tapestry of creativity. It's really cool. I think it's neat. And our backgrounds and our experiences, the things that we've just recently seen in the news, that which we've read, things we've eaten, places we've gone, all of it, our emotional state at the time we're writing it, all of it has an impact. And it's just, it's really cool. And sometimes I go, my God, why didn't I see that? Why didn't I come up with that myself? Oh my God, that's so amazing. Actually, I do that kind of every week. So we've got a whole bunch of stories for you to enjoy when you're trying to keep awake in church. That's the great thing about these tiny little Bluetooth earbuds now. They can't even see that you've got them in. You just say they're a hearing aid. So I don't have to hear the sermon. Let's see. Charlie, Richard, Lizzie, Serendipity, Tom, Jeffrey, Norval Joe, and Dwayne. Okay, cool. Yay! And all those of you who are a little late or, you know, oh, I don't want to turn in this week. Well, that's okay. Take your time. Polish it up. Have some fun with, even though it's a weekly, the challenge is weekly, but the show goes on. And if you want to send your masterpiece in a little later, well, that's okay. Send it in. I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. Do you miss these rambles? This isn't much of a ramble. It's only about 2 minutes, so I'll try to tighten things up a little. But if you want me to loosen up, you know, leave a comment. Say, hey, we love it when you ramble. And we will. Oh, I was forgetting something. Good, I've forgotten it. Let's hear the stories.
Hello, night people. Tom here. My story this evening is called That Which Is Remembered Lives. Hardly a day goes by I don't think about Jack. It gets stronger with the coming of spring, which is when he died. There are some souls that pass into your life with such a lust for life that their absence leaves a gaping hole in the time-space continuum. I had things to tell him. Things I just figured out. Come July, it will be the 17th time we have made the road trip to Seattle. He would be so proud of how amazing his daughter has grown into an articulate young woman. He just left too soon. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
His apartment in San Francisco was hardly larger than the closet he had as a youngster. He paid $2,500 a month rent. Utilities were included, but he shared the bath and kitchen with six other people. He slept on a shelf, high on the back wall. His clothes were hung on nails, with some of them on pulleys so he could pull them up to the ceiling. His laptop folded down with the desk from the wall. The small camp stool folded out from the table once it was in place. He was happy until he found the peephole.
Mm-hmm. serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
I'd barely settled down to a cup of tea when the doorbell rang. It was that idiot woman from across the street, complaining about how I'd parked my car. I invited her in, and using all my powers of persuasion, explained why it was perfectly reasonable to park where I did. You haven't witnessed my powers of persuasion, but they are very convincing. Especially the sharp pointy one, the dull, rusty one, and the one with the corkscrew end. Since then, I haven't heard a peep from her. Hardly surprising, since her tongue went down the waste disposal.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Matt winced. He adjusted his glasses and looked at the huge sign. Gone fishing. And off he went. Everything was fine until the neighbor kid noticed he never brought back any fish. I ate them. The kid wasn't convinced, but Matt didn't mind. In his pocket, he had 3 gold nuggets. He placed them carefully in the box he hid under the floor planks. He needed a new box. This one was full. When the kid sneaked inside the house to see what was inside the box, he found a lot of yellowish pebbles. Matt really needed new glasses. And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcuff.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hey, Dwayne here with another 100-word story. And now, Hardly. I hardly knew Isaac, but since I sat across from him, I was asked to give his eulogy. Asking around the office, nobody could tell me anything about him. So I lied. I said Isaac had been a Fuller brush salesman and a draft dodger in the 1960s. In the 70s, he taught disco and ran a desert ashram. Until the IRS raid. He spent the 80s as a Cold War spy. The local paper printed my tribute, and it went national. Since Isaac had no family, I received a $100,000 book advance for his biography. And later sold the movie rights.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, just back from Disneyland in Southern California. I don't know how you do it, you people who live in LA. You gotta love it a lot to stay down there. I tell you, the traffic was horrendous. Anyway, here's my entry for weekly challenge number 620-something. 623, with a prompt of hardly. Here's my story.
"Get to class,"
Coach Slaughterball said to Bilbert, following the last of the boys out of the locker room. Bilbert didn't waste any time. The coach had hardly left the room, and he was pulling his clothes on. He shoved the plastic grocery bag into a pocket of his backpack and ran to the office. After turning in the soggy note from the coach, Bilbert hurried out of the office and ran directly into Roderick. He grabbed Bilbert by his shirt.
"How'd you get out of that tree?"
"One second you were there, the next second you were gone." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 623 on the topic of hardly. My story today is called Hysteria. The gun grabber march seemed filled with teenage girls engaged in groupthink. All were scared to go to school. Some held signs asking, "Am I next?" Well, hardly. The Centers for Disease Control reports an average of 43 violent deaths per year at schools for the decade ending in 2010. 43 may be 43 too many, but the 15 million public high school students face pretty good odds. In contrast, the CDC reports 2,333 deaths in 2016 of 16 to 19-year-old teens in road fatalities, many involving poor decision-making, driving under the influence, excessive speed, and lack of seat belts. If kids truly cared about saving lives, instead of goofing their way down Pennsylvania Avenue, they'd march to raise the driving age. Don't hold your breath waiting for that. And that's it for me this week. As usual, I will be back next week.
Good morning. I'm Richard, and I have a story for you. It's called Dental Mental. When I was a child, our family dentist was a very affable and friendly fellow, but even so, I was terrified of him. To be fair, he tried his best to reassure me whenever I attended the surgery, but usually his attempts were worse than useless. Take his stock phrase that invariably trot out prior to ramming a Novocaine injection into my gum. "This is hardly going to hurt. Just like being punched in the mouth." Now, I don't know if you've ever been punched in the mouth, but it bloody well hurts. And so did the needle. There you go. Absolutely true, that. I changed my dentist eventually. Okay, I'm off. So until next time, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
On April 7th, Hilda turned to stone. She'd been walking in the park when it happened. At first, people thought that she was an abandoned statue. So did the birds. Hilda's family recognized her from a photo in the newspaper. How did this happen? Was she alive? Could she be changed back? Scientists looked over Hilda, but they had no answers. After a year, Hilda's family held a memorial. The city allowed them to put her back in the park, with a plaque bearing her name. Some people say she's creepy. Kids dare each other to touch her. Then they run.
Word Stories.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories on the topic of, and I've forgotten already, hardly. Did I even mention that in the opening? I keep forgetting. Oh, man. Yeah, after 600 of these, you think I'd get it right? Oh, well. So thank you all for being a part of this 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge. You can check the show notes. Am I breathing on the microphone? I probably am. Probably popping. I'm using the headset instead of the Yeti because I don't feel like getting up. OneADayUntilTheDayIDie.com for show notes. Text the stories. I think I've gotten pretty bad about linking y'all, so the next round, can you please remind me of your links? Yeah, I can go back through the archives. and copy up links. But let's say that you've got a new link. People want to know what you've got out there. I mean, that's why they come to the weekly challenge. And then they spend a whole week like, oh, I don't want to listen to that one. I don't want to listen to that dumb one that he came up with. Oh my God, all right, they're back. Yay! So, one a day until the day I die.com. Be good to each other. Wheaton's Law, man. Don't be a dick. Whatever. Spend some time enjoying. I mean, the jasmine here is in bloom. If you're in the area, you're more than welcome to lay in my chaise lounger and just enjoy the immersion in jasmine. And just let me know you're coming, because if there's some weirdo on the patio, you're gonna scare Stripey. So, yeah, don't get me started. So anyway, I will see y'all next week, and until then, as always, see, I don't like to say thank you twice or three times or four times, so I always try to find a way of calmly doing that. But thank you all for being a part of this, and as always, keep it brief.